Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Crucify him. Crucify him. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die because he has claimed to be the Son of God. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. If you release this man, you are no friend of the emperor. Everyone who claims to be a king sets himself against the emperor. Happy are they whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord their God. We have no king but the emperor. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. Do you not know that I have the power to release you and the power to crucify you? The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations, praise the Lord. And then he handed Jesus over to them to be crucified. What a contrast between today's opening song and today's gospel reading. Ochlocracy. Here's your vocabulary word for the day. It's a fancy way of saying mob rule. Ochlocracy. The founding fathers of this country feared ochlocracy. It's part of why we have a representative democracy and not a direct one. It's part of why we have things like the Electoral College, where we don't actually vote for a president, we vote for people who vote for a president for us. Probably nothing as fickle as a crowd. And that is especially true of an unruly one. You've heard the phrase mob mentality, I'm guessing. Have you heard that before? A mob mentality? The loss of individual responsibility. Handing over that responsibility to a group. Absolving ourselves from it. Saying, we are not as individuals responsible. I was just a part of the group. I just did what the group did. I just followed the group. It's not my fault. Peer pressure. We use that term so often when we talk about kids. I don't know why we only talk about it when we talk about kids, because we as adults are just as prone to it as anyone else. Mob rule, ochlocracy. When Sarah and I drive on the road, anytime we see a disabled vehicle or an accident, as long as we can, we call it in. We call it into the police department to let them know that it has happened. The reason we do that is because we know, and the statistics back us up, that most people won't. Because most of us, when we pass that sort of situation, we say to ourselves, well, someone else will do that. Someone else will call that in. I'm sure somebody's called that in by now. You think someone's called? I think somebody's called it in. Let's not deal with that. Let's not get involved. It's not even pulling over to help the person. It's just calling in so someone else can do it. And yet, statistically speaking, most of us won't. Most of us will continue on our way. And I can verify this, because every time I've ever called in, with one exception, I have been told that we were the first ones to call in about it. I've probably done that at least a dozen times by now. Mobs are not necessarily evil. Don't get me wrong. Mobs are not necessarily violent or scary. You ever heard of a flash mob? Something that is kind of trendy today. A flash mob is when a group of people come together to go do usually some silly thing. Like maybe they decide today, 1 p.m., Safeco Field, right outside the front doors, let's have a giant pillow fight. And so people send out messages to each other and they all converge at 1 p.m. and have a really quick pillow fight and then they scatter afterwards. There's no point to it, don't get me wrong. That's part of what makes a flash mob is it's pointless. It's usually pretty silly, too. I've seen ones where people have come together, or I've seen videos of this online, and I regret some friends of mine in college talked about doing it. We never did. I wish we had. I guess it's not too late yet. I've seen videos where people will go to a mall or something and just spontaneously, well, not spontaneously, because they planned it beforehand, but they will converge on a mall and do a musical in the middle of the mall and then just filter away. It's not that mobs of people, groups of people, are directionless. It's that they are directable. And lacking a source of true light to follow, groups of people will follow the most compelling source. Be it vindictive like in the gospel today, or mindless fun like a pillow fight. Why wasn't the crowd excited about Christ today? Why did they turn on him? He's been in town for a while now. Why weren't they excited about him anymore? His message had not changed. His actions had not changed. The things he did in the community had not changed. He was still preaching and teaching and demonstrating the same beliefs, the same way of life that he had done from the very beginning. His purpose had not changed. But it was getting drowned out. It was getting drowned out by something louder. Something easier to follow. Voices that said, here is the source of your problems. Here is the one who brought your trouble. Here is your scapegoat. Here is your target. It's this man. Destroy him and your problems, O Israel, will be over. He's an insurrectionist. He's a rebel. He's dangerous. He can only make things worse. Shut him up. Just make him go away, one way or the other. Make him go away. The crowd does what so often crowds of people will do. It's so utterly human. Oh, human beings, we're so fascinating. Who can I blame? Who is on the outside of the group? Who's weak? Who's vulnerable? Who can't fight back? Or in this case, who won't fight back? What is the easiest way to unite a group of people? Give them a common enemy. Give them a common target. Give them an outsider to point their finger at, an outsider to push away. As soon as you have created inside and outside, it is the laziest, cheapest, easiest way to lead a group of people. I have thousands of years of human history to prove it. And even in this case, when the target is God, the target is God incarnate, love made flesh. Even when it is God's love made flesh standing in front of them, the crowd still seeks a martyr. Someone to turn on. I disturbed Sarah last night. I mentioned to you that we have chickens now. And so today and tomorrow, I'm supposed to build a coop with my father-in-law. This should be interesting. I think it will go well. I hope and pray it will go well. But I was disturbing Sarah last night as we talked about the chicken coop and pieces of it and things and whatnot. And I said, I really want curtains for the nesting boxes where the chickens lay their eggs. And she looked at me like, You want curtains? Like, really? It's a coop. It doesn't need to be pretty. What's wrong with you? I said, no, I was reading online about how chickens, sometimes when the chicken's getting ready to lay an egg and it gets kind of red back there and stuff, that other chickens are like, oh, that's interesting. And so they attack it. And they'll peck it. And once they do, they won't stop sometimes. That they will just keep doing that. And they can attack and even kill that chicken that's trying to lay an egg. And so by putting a curtain in front, you can protect that chicken somewhat, because the others won't notice it. Because that chicken will go back and, you know, hey, this is nice and dark and safe and do its thing. Other chickens are like, ah, where's Matilda? Man, whenever I'm a chicken, I don't know. And then she can pop back out later and she's safe. In the middle of trying to bring new life into the world, its fellow chickens try to kill it. Anyone see a comparison? Nothing could possibly drive home the point more plainly. To seek a scapegoat is to choose hate over love, death over life, evil over God. And Christ knows this. And he died 2,000 years ago to prove how pointless it was, to prove how wrong it was, to prove how not of God it is to destroy someone else like that. To blame someone else like that. And who knows? Who knows? Maybe sometime in the next 2,000 years or so, the human race will finally figure that out. Let us pray. Holy God, we ask you to continue to bless this community of faith, to bless the larger community of which it is a part. We ask you to be with us as we struggle to be bearers of your light in this world, to reflect it to others. We ask you to teach us ways of compassion and forgiveness and love, trusting in you, trusting that in the end, love wins, God wins, you win. We give you thanks for the opportunity to gather together and worship. And we give you thanks for safe travels. In your most holy, good, and gracious name, we pray in your heavenly love. Amen.